the New York Jets kind of playing some musical chairs with their wide receivers. Mecole Hardman signed a one-year deal with the Jets in response to the move that the Jets traded wide receiver Elijah Moore to the Cleveland Browns. What do you guys make of all this? And also, you know, the fact that Corey Davis, as we kind of touched on earlier, is still a part of the Jets.
Well, the Corey Davis thing intrigues me because we do need a receiver here. He had, once again,
could be on the trading block.
Yeah, and they kind of mentioned that when they got rid of Elijah Moore after they brought in Mecole Hardman. But once again, we're talking about a player who's played under Arthur Smith, who coincidentally had his best years
yep.
under Arthur Smith. The problem for me with this is he's a free agent after this season. He comes with a $10 million price tag. What do I got to give up? And he's got to rework his deal to bring him in here because Corey Davis fits the Arthur Smith mold. Big-bodied receiver. He can get it a little bit down the field. He's in that mid at 4.4 to 4.5 range somewhere in there, I think, when he tested at the combine. So he's a guy that intrigues me. I'm just not giving up a lot for a guy that I know I have to extend. And what does he have left? Because he's came on lean times. Now, granted, he had Jets quarterbacks play throwing to him. So
yeah, I think that's what the concern is. What do you have to give up for him? I mean, if this was a simple free agency signing, you'd look at it and go, oh, this could possibly be a slam dunk. It's been a couple of years since he had those great years with Arthur Smith back in Tennessee, 65 catches, almost 1,000 yards. So he's a good player. He makes contested catches, and that's something obviously the Falcons could use too. They do at some point though, Bo, and I don't know if it's through free agency. I know there's been a lot of whispers about all kinds of players. They have to add somebody at some point in the passing game, right? That's another threat, and I don't know if that's the key. Zacchaeus coming back. There's been a number of receivers, and I think they've been on the record, but all the whispers say that they have to add a receiver at some point. So maybe this is somebody you can kick the tires on.
Yeah, you got to fill out the roster, Tiffany. I mean, first and foremost, but Olamide to me is a guy that I like. I've always kind of heard that the coaching staff loves him. He's on the what does he want? He's a free agent. He does take the top off. He is a speedy guy. I think his first catch ever was like a 93-yard touchdown catch where he ran the last 50 against the Panthers, if I'm not mistaken. Problem for me, or the problem I see with Zacchaeus, is his size. He's only 5'8", and everybody they sign to play tight end or receiver comes with like a 6'1",
do your job, Bo.
Requirement or taller. I can't talk. But, you know, you have a height requirement.
I don't like that.
To literally play receiver for the Atlanta Falcons these days.
Yeah. Well, I think the question you have to ask yourself, if you're the Jets and you want to move Corey Davis, you have to ask yourself, and I think the reason they want to move on from, like you said, I think it's $11 or $12 million price tag for them, cap hit this year. But that's the going rate. When you look at wide receivers that are getting these deals around the league, it's like if you move on from him and want to trade him, what are you going to put in his place? Because you're going to have to go out and get somebody eventually unless you want to do it through the draft. I think that's the question you have to ask yourself. What is he worth? What is he worth to the Jets? And what are they willing to do to hold on to him in the end?